our season finale. We talk golf here. Boys golf team gets ready for league on Thursday tomorrow, and then they have regionals coming up on Monday at Lakin. And so they have a few closer road trips here for the regionals, the league regionals, and hopefully state here down the road here. We got a couple of seniors joining us here. We'll start off with Dylan Metzger. How are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. Thank you.
Well, here we go. I can't believe we're talking league and regional time. It's been a good season for you. How do you feel like your season's been so far?
It's been good. I've been solid all year round, consistent, but, you know, just same old, if I could hit my driver, it'd be a lot better.
Yeah, well, last week was probably, guys kind of all had a tough day there, but at Colby, did you feel like, did you take away a lot from that?
Yeah, I did. You know, just I've been working on trying to slow down a lot, you know, not swing as hard, and it's getting better for sure.
Well, you're going to be kind of in an 18 and a 9-hole, and then hopefully an 18-hole course here down the road here the next three tournaments here, but tomorrow you head to Goodland there and you get ready for the wind and maybe rain. How do you prepare for the wind? I know it's windy all the time here, but it can be a little different in a different area.
Yeah, I mean, a lot goes into golf, especially when it's windy. You know, you want to try and keep that ball low and out of the wind. And the forecast tomorrow in Goodland shows, you know, rain and wind all day long. So they're talking about just having us play the front nine, and worst comes to worst, we can just go off a 9-hole score. You know, but Goodland's also a tough course, especially when it's windy. You know, there's trees all around. You got to be smart. There's not much room for missing, so we got to be on our game.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out for you. What would you like to accomplish here over the next few meets here?
I would like to get my driver dialed, especially for regionals and state. It'd be good if I can hit. If I could get my driver dialed, then my game would take a few steps for sure.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out for you here, Dylan. Been a good season for you so far, and hopefully it continues here for the next few meets. Thanks again for the time, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you, Adam. Appreciate it.
All right. Once again, Dylan Metzger, senior, joining us here. We get to another senior here, and you know, with these seniors, it's hard to believe it's going to be their last time probably here on the radio, and that, you know, that's sad and maybe bittersweet for them as well. Jaden Lewis, one of those here joining me here. And how you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, here we are, like kind of with Dylan, coming down the last few meets. Does it seem like it's that time?
No, it really doesn't. It went quick.
Yes, it did. Guys had a couple of meets last week at Syracuse and at Colby, and get ready for Goodland coming up tomorrow. And how's the last week of golf been for you?
It was a little rough. Yeah. Syracuse was not that good. And Colby, I struggled a lot on Colby on the back nine.
All right. And just what are some things that you've learned from that process as you get ready for league at Goodland and last hopefully a few more meets here?
I just got to focus, quit getting so mad. Just got to keep it together and work on the short game a lot.
Okay, and but what's been your best meet this year so far?
Probably Dunes, our first one.
Uh-huh.
That was one of my best ones.
Okay. So do you like the 18-hole courses or the 9-holes?
18, okay. Most definitely.
Well, it's a different setup every round, right?
Yep.
Well, that's got to make things pretty good, though. But, you know, tomorrow you've been at Goodland before. It's going to be a little different for you there, different conditions possibly. And what do you try to do as you hit that course tomorrow again?
You just got to play smart. Just you can't aim the ball. You got to hit, but you got to stay out of the trees, especially. You got to be careful with that wind.
Do you try, like, if there's rain possibly while you're golfing there in the wind, do you try to kind of maybe learn with maybe from other people or maybe even from what you've been through, or do you kind of watch stuff on YouTube, whatever?
Yeah, you kind of got to watch how everybody else's balls kind of fly in and then go off of that and don't swing so hard because of that wind.
Yeah, that's always that can be a challenge there sometimes. Well, senior Jaden Lewis joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again, as always, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Jaden Lewis joins us here. We'll talk now with Coach Brian Gentry here, and as they get set for league coming up here tomorrow, and then regionals in Lakin coming up on Monday. Well, here we are, Coach. Already league time, and it's been a week since you guys have had competition on the course. And what have you guys been able to kind of do since your last meet at Colby?
You know, we spent a lot of time yesterday just, you know, trying to rediscover the face of the club and and understanding what we can do with a golf ball, you know, if we need to shape it or you know, one way or the other, or just hit one straight, you know, trying to keep things out of the wind and keep them a little bit lower, you know, requires our guys to take a little bit, you know, more club and less swing, you know, and you can kind of cut through that. But, you know, it's probably a good thing that we had, you know, a week to just kind of get back out there and have some opportunities to practice. You know, it seemed like it just kind of flew by. You know, that 1 week we had three tournaments, and then we had a week off, and then we had two tournaments, and now another week off, which is a good time for us. But, you know, I think, you know, tomorrow is going to present its own challenges. That course is fairly challenging anyway with the amount of trees and hills that it has. So, you know, we'll be fine. It, you know, the wind is the big part. You know, it's the moisture, you know, as long as you keep your clubs dry, you know, you're fine. The moisture doesn't really affect a whole lot, but the wind is the big one. So if we can, you know, get a little bit of moisture, but not as much wind, we'll take that.
Yeah, and it's kind of the way it is here, but I think it's going to be good practice for you guys. It gets us pretty good competitions here, and I know you guys are probably ready to kind of take out the frustrations out on a tough week last week.
Yeah, I mean, it's golf, yeah. And your swing changes every day. Like, there's just something a little bit different about it for the most part, and you just have to accept it and not fight it. Mm-hmm. You know, the biggest problems, you know, that we faced, you know, last week in Colby was we just got down on ourselves, and, you know, we were rushing everything, and one shot, you know, one bad shot, and then we're walking really fast to the ball just to go swing it really hard again and make another mistake. So when we are finding ourselves in those spots where we're struggling a little bit, and we're frustrated, we just have to slow down. So much about golf, if you get sped up, you know, there's so many things that go wrong with your backswing and your transition to the downswing. So we just have to, you know, stay mentally focused and just accept, you know, every bad shot, you know, could possibly lead to the greatest shot you've ever hit after that. So you got to look at it, you know, on the, you know, positive side. And I think these guys are ready. You know, they've had a really good year. We've had some tournaments with some really, really good competition. We've played some really nice courses. And, you know, it's time to, you know, put our best foot forward.
And I mean, it's, yeah, I guess it is technically lock in time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this year you didn't go to Lakin, but you guys seem to be pretty familiar though with that course over time.
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, these two have played it, you know, four times at least, and, or three. Jackson's played it. You know, everybody's played it, and we'll go down Saturday or Sunday, whichever one the rain's less possible for. We'll go down there and play our practice round. But the big part on Lakin is, you know, your miss can't be right. It's like our course, but it's not as tight as our course as far as the out of bounds goes. You can miss it, you know, quite a ways to the left and still be okay. You know, the fairways aren't, you know, really wide, but you don't get yourself into a lot of trouble. The trees aren't massive, so you can get around them pretty easily. We've got to really be dialed in with our putters though on that course. That those greens are, it's like an upside down, you know, cereal bowl.
Yeah.
So if you're coming in from a side or behind the green and it's sloped, it makes it a lot more difficult. So we've got to be smart on our, you know, our shots into the green and put ourselves in good position.
All right. League tomorrow at Goodland. The regionals Monday at Lakin. For Scott City Golf, Coach Brian Gentry joins us here. And thanks again all season, Coach. And good luck to you guys on the links.
All right. Appreciate it, Adam.